With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden has exited the 2024 race for the White House. The announcement, delivered less than 4 months before the election, immediately upended a campaign that both political parties view as the most consequential in generations. Also on SRNNews.com, Democrats quickly rallied around Vice President Harris after Joe Biden ended his reelection campaign.
Endorsements for Harris came pouring in after President Biden offered his full support for the vice president. She received backing from Bill and Hillary Clinton, prominent U.S. senators and House members, and all 50 Democratic state party chairs. Harris also received endorsements from possible contenders for the nomination, including Governors Gavin Newsom, Josh Shapiro, and Roy Cooper. Still, there's uncertainty about how the process will play out ahead of the Democrats' convention. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wildfire in Salt Lake City has forced people living uphill from Utah's state capitol to evacuate. Salt Lake City Fire Department Division Chief Bob Silverthorne.
Of course, we want to make early notifications as much as we can. We need to prioritize those folks and structures that we need to do a triage on, get those people out as soon as possible if we deem that it's necessary. We've initiated emergency alerting.
The blaze on Ensign Peak remains uncontained, with more than 100 firefighters working to protect nearby homes on Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington to make a speech before a joint session of Congress. The departure comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race. Netanyahu's visit comes with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up by 63 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 119. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
A Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington state anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBT people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for Union Gospel Mission in Yakima have asked the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to revive a lawsuit dismissed by a lower court. Washington state's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits. This is SRN News. There's been an ongoing exchange of strikes between Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels since Friday's attack on Tel Aviv.
Israel has shot down a missile fired from Yemen hours after an Israeli strike on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The interception happened hours after Israeli warplanes struck several Houthi targets in the Arabian Peninsula nation. The Israeli army confirmed the airstrikes carried out by US-made F-15 and F-35 warplanes in the western Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold. Houthi spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari said Israel struck fuel storage facilities and the province's power station. I'm Karen Shamas.
European plane maker Airbus plans to show off its newest passenger jet with daily flight demonstrations during one of the world's biggest aviation trade fairs. More details at srnnews.com.